Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Carlos, and Carlos writes from Paterson, New Jersey. And Carlos writes, when do you think it makes sense to take money from retirement if you've been struggling financially during the coronavirus pandemic? Well, Carlos, I'll start by saying this. You should always make financial decisions based on your specific financial and personal situation rather than on generic advice you get from others. Now, in March, Congress passed legislation that allows you to tap your retirement savings without triggering the normal 10% penalty from early withdrawal. But even with that as the case, I still think it's prudent to tap your retirement savings only as a last resort, meaning after you've tried every other potential avenue to get money and it didn't work. So in general, I would say when you find yourself in a financial hole, the first thing you want to do is stop digging. So if you've been laid off or furloughed or your income is down because of the pandemic, the first thing you want to do is cut all your non-essential expenses to the extent that you can. And here are three other options to consider. The first is forbearance. And forbearance is being offered by most major financial institutions. So if you need it, you'd be crazy not to take advantage of it. And you can apply for forbearance on mortgage debt, credit card debt. Talk to your lenders, see what they offer. The second thing to consider is a personal loan from a local bank or a credit union, or perhaps a private loan if that's available to you from friends or family. And I think the third thing to consider, if you find yourself unfortunately in this situation, is consider trying to modify or refinance debt that you have. Obviously, this is a tough time for millions and millions of people, so I think banks and lenders right now are more amenable to that, so you certainly should try it. There's no guarantee that you'll be successful, but it's certainly worth a try. So, thanks for your question, Carlos. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.